There have been plenty of complaints against I-STEP, the state's standardized assessment. The legislature addressed these complaints this session, saying I-STEP will be gone by 2017, and a group of educators, politicians, and other stakeholders will decide what's next. State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney reports this committee could address one of the biggest criticisms of the I-STEP, the high stakes.
It's one of the few education issues Indiana politicians have agreed on.
Simply put, we need to move on from I-STEP.
It's also time to carefully plan for the demise of I-STEP.
How Indiana needs to look at assessments and our accountability metrics in the future.
That was State Superintendent Glenda Ritz, Democratic Representative Scott Pilath, and Republican Representative Bob Boehning. They got rid of I-STEP and are appointing a committee of educators, lawmakers, and other stakeholders to hammer out details of the replacement. One of the things that many parents like Amy Crispin hope this committee will change is the high stakes.
I don't think it's fair that there's so much pressure on the teacher, and then the teacher is pressured, and so therefore she puts pressure on the kids.
Crispin is a former third grade teacher and left her classroom in Pike Township right as No Child Left Behind went into effect. She now has four kids of her own in Carmel Clay schools and is shocked at how the I-STEP influences classroom instruction. Her concerns are pretty universal. This one test largely affects school A through F grades, teacher evaluations, and dominates instruction. That's what we mean by high-stakes testing. Assistant State Superintendent Danielle Shockey says the high stakes won't go away, but this committee has the power to diminish the test's impact. Federal mandates say we still have to give school A through F grades, but those grades can include other factors.
I would say, for example, parent involvement would be one that you would consider measuring. Now, that's kind of hard to quantify, but people have said, you know, that's an important indicator to school success. You could look at things like behavior statistics. You could look at things like closing of the achievement gap.
Shockey says there's also flexibility from the feds to get rid of I-STEP scores in teacher evaluations. And if teacher evaluations in A through F grades didn't hinge completely on I-STEP scores, parent and former teacher Amy Crispin says the culture around testing in a school could change. When she was teaching, she says she had the flexibility to cater lesson timelines to her kids' needs.
I don't feel like they have that freedom anymore, and I feel like a lot of teachers go into teaching, one, because they love kids, of course. Two, they're pretty creative beings. And to stifle that creativity, I think, creates a lot of burnout.
The other idea the committee can address is the amount of testing. Right now, students in grades 3 through 8 take the I-STEP in the spring. It covers material from the entire year, similar to a final exam in college. But going forward, Indiana could choose to divide the test up. Instead of one big test, the committee could decide to break it up into a few shorter assessments. So rather than a final exam, I-STEP would be like a series of end-of-chapter tests. And it seems counterintuitive, but creating more tests could actually reduce the amount of testing. Right now, many schools give layers of standardized tests that don't count to measure progress leading up to I-STEP. Again, Assistant State Superintendent Danielle Shockey.
I think a lot of what parents complain about, and I'm a parent of a kid who takes assessments, has been those additional layered on assessments done locally.
So a segmented I-STEP could replace those tests, but still show student progress. The window for this year's I-STEP began last week. Indiana students will take the current version of the test this spring and next, and the new version, decided by the committee, will go into effect spring 2018. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.